Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 19, Further Talks with Prakashananda, Part 3, Understanding Vedanta. The Vedanta Sutra is spoken by the Supreme Lord Himself. The Supreme Lord, in His incarnation as Vyasadeva, has compiled this great philosophical treatise. And since Vyasadeva is an incarnation of the Supreme Lord, he cannot be likened to an ordinary person who has the four defects which arise due to contact with material existence. The defects of the conditioned soul are as follows. He or she must commit mistakes, must be illusioned, must possess the tendency to cheat others, and all of one's senses must be imperfect. We must always understand that the incarnation of God is transcendental to these four defects. Thus, whatever has been spoken and written by Vyasadeva is considered to be perfect. The Upanishads and Vedanta Sutra aim at the same goal, the Supreme Absolute Truth. When we accept the import of Vedanta Sutra and the Upanishads directly as they are stated, we thus become glorified. But the commentaries made by Shankara Acharya, however, are indirect and are very dangerous for the common man to read. For by understanding the import of the Upanishads in such an indirect, disruptive way, one practically bars him or herself from spiritual realization. According to the Skanda and Vayu Puranas, the word sutra refers to a condensed work which carries meaning and import of immeasurable strength without mistake or fault. The word Vedanta means the end of Vedic knowledge. In other words, any book which deals with the subject matter indicated by all the Vedas is called Vedanta. For example, Bhagavad Gita is Vedanta because in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, the ultimate goal of all Vedic research is Krishna. Thus, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, which aim only at Krishna, are to be understood to be Vedanta. In transcendental realization, there are three divisions of knowledge called prasthantrai. That department of knowledge which is proved by Vedic instruction, like the Upanishads, is called Sruti Prasthan. Authoritative books indicating the ultimate goal and written by liberated souls like Vyasadeva, for example, Bhagavad Gita, Mahabharata, and the Puranas, especially Srimad Bhagavatam, or the Mahapurana, are all called Smriti Prasthan. From Vedic literatures we understand that the Vedas originated from the breathing of Narayana. Vyasadeva, who is an incarnation of the power of Narayana, has compiled the Vedanta Sutra, which is Nyaya Prasthan. According to Shankara's commentaries, Apantaratma Rishi is also accredited with having compiled the codes of Vedanta Sutra. And according to Lord Chaitanya, the codes of the Pancharatra and the codes of Vedanta are one and the same. Since the Vedanta Sutra is compiled by Vyasadeva, it should be understood to be spoken by Lord Narayana himself. From all descriptive literatures dealing with Vedanta Sutra, it appears that there were many other rishis contemporary with Vyasadeva who also discussed Vedanta Sutra. These sages were Atreya, Ashmaratya, Audulomi, Karshnajini, Kashakritsna, Jaimini, Badari, and other sages such as Parashari and Karmandi. Actually, in the first two chapters of Vedanta Sutra, the relationship between the living entities and the Supreme Lord is explained. And in the third chapter, the discharge of devotional service is explained. While the fourth chapter deals with the relationship which results from discharging devotional service. The natural commentary on Vedanta Sutra is Srimad Bhagavatam. The great acharyas of the four Vaishnava communities or sampradayas, namely Ramanuja Acharya, Madhva Acharya, Vishnu Swami, and Nimbarka, have also written commentaries on Vedanta Sutra by following the principles of Srimad Bhagavatam. And at present, the followers of all the acharyas have written many books following the principles of Srimad Bhagavatam as the commentary on Vedanta. Shankara Acharya's commentary on Vedanta Sutra, known as Sharirika Bhashya, is very much adored by the impersonalist scholars. But commentaries written on the Vedanta and written from the materialistic point of view are completely adverse to the transcendental service of the Lord. Consequently, Lord Chaitanya said that direct commentaries on the Upanishads and Vedanta Sutra are glorious, but that anyone who follows the indirect path of Shankara Acharya's Sharirika Bhashya is certainly doomed. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 19, Further Talks with Prakashananda, Part 3, Understanding Vedanta, recorded August 21, 2021, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Happiness is what we want. That's what we're looking for. An everlasting pleasure, increasing more and more. You can have that pleasure when you serve the Lord. He's the source of everything. He's the only one who really cares about where you're going to. He sends his pure devotee to teach you what is true. You can have that treasure when you serve the Lord. He's the source of everything, Krishna. If you give your heart to Him, He'll never let you down. There's a spiritual treasure that's still yet to be found. You can have that treasure when you serve the Lord. He's the source of everything, Krishna. So open up your heart. He'll show you what to do. He wants to guide your life, reveal Himself to you. You can have that treasure when you serve the Lord. He's the source of everything. Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Happiness is what we want, and that's what we're looking for. An everlasting pleasure, increasing more and more. You can have that pleasure when you serve the Lord. He's the source of everything.